Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. The countdown continues towards the 2026 Isle of Man TT races and we at Manx Radio have been catching up recently with riders and officials involved in the racing fortnight. The focus of this latest episode of the Manx Radio Sportscast is someone who's been a dominant figure at the TT in recent years and is looking to bounce back after a challenging 2025. Last year, Peter Hickman had a challenging season on the Snaefell Mountain course. An incident during qualifying week saw him ruled out of all of last year's races due to injury. Fast forward to now and the 14-time TT winner and outright lap record holder is full of confidence in his ability to make his mark yet again over the two-week meeting across all four solo classes. It'll also be his second year at the TT as co-owner of 810 Racing, which made its debut in 2025. Hickman will be the only rider representing that squad this time around, with co-owner and teammate Davey Todd ruled out of 2026 on medical grounds. As well as finding out his ambitions for this year, Hickman also explains to me how different a position 810 Racing is in as a whole compared to 2025.
Yeah, we're a lot further down the line. Lots more preparation. We are in a much stronger position compared to where we were at this point last year. Yeah, we still didn't even have a bike, I don't think, at this point last year. So it's it literally is a very different start of the year for us. We now have trucks, we've got premises, like, we didn't have any of that last year. In fact, even when we came to TT last year, we had to rent a trailer to come here. So, yeah, we're in a much, much stronger position and looking forward to the year ahead.
And on that point as well, you're not just a rider, you're a co-owner along with Davey as well. So there's all the stuff that goes into that as well. So now with both of you having a year behind you, you already have experience of this running your own team as well. But how has the journey been from that standpoint, having to, I suppose, spin so many plates while still trying to get results when you do race?
Yeah, do you know what? It's not so bad. I mean, obviously, I've been in it for quite a while doing that sort of thing with my PHR gig as well. It was completely new for Davey, but also we've got a really good team manager in Darren Jones. He runs the team, to be quite honest. Me and Davey don't have to do so much at all. Yes, obviously we have to deal with sponsors and investors and all the rest of it, but the actual running of the team is all down to Daz. And you know, he did the same at FHO, he did the same at Smith's, even GB Moto Racing before that, so he's been doing that sort of role for a long time. And honestly, without him we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. So we can literally turn up to a race meeting, not think about anything as far as the running and the way that the team works. It just works because it does.
And a similar question to one I asked you last year as well. I mean, I suppose, again, with now the fact that you've got just over a year behind you as well, you know, we live in a world now where costs are spiraling in lots of what we do. Motorsport is no exception as well. So, you know, financially, how challenging is it to run a team in the current environment?
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, it's tough for everybody. We're obviously running at the front of the races as well, which is difficult because you need to make sure you put everything into it. But we've also got some really good supporters. You know, BMW is a fantastic supporter and sponsor of ourselves. We're the officially backed team for the Isle of Man TT races as well as the Northwest 200, and they give us everything they can do and probably a little bit more as well, which is fantastic. We've got Monster on board as a title sponsor, which is absolutely brilliant. We've got Zico, Wolf Oil. Honestly, there's so many people and elements that come into making that team what it is, and without them literally we wouldn't exist. So yeah, we have a lot of people to thank and they all know who they are. They really look after us, which is great.
Now from your side of things, obviously last year didn't end as as planned, to put it one way, but obviously much time has passed since then, getting things ready. You know, how I suppose hungry are you to, you know, look to improve on, you know, up to the point last year, you know, you were around probably where you wanted to be, I guess. But, you know, how hungry are you to go to the next level with this team this time around?
Yeah, it was obviously last year was not what we had on the agenda at all. But, you know, it's part of racing. It's the way things go. It wasn't my fault. There was a problem with the bike. It wasn't anyone else's fault. It was just one of them things. You know, I'm fortunate that I'm still here. I'm okay. I'm not 100% still. I've still got some nerve damage in my right shoulder, but I can ride a bike absolutely fine. So I'm looking forward to it. Few laps that I did do in practice last year, I was actually probably ahead of where I expected to be for how new everything was. I was actually quite fast on superbike and stuff, which I was not expecting. So I think we can build on what we had done already. We've obviously been, even after my accident, I have been racing in the British Superbike Championship. I raced in Macau. I've done a bit in Daytona. Like, I've been riding right through the winter on my own personal bikes even as well. So I think I'm in a strong position to start 2026.
Obviously, we saw Davey win the Superbike race last year as well. We were denied the senior race by poor weather. And unfortunately, like you say, with what happened, we were unfortunately didn't see you out on the course during the racing as well. But, you know, this might sound like a bit of an obvious question, really, but do you have any particular objectives in mind? Is it we're looking to go for the top spot in all classes?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, all of us racers, we all want to win, don't we? That's why we're here. David did a fantastic job winning the first Superbike race. Honestly, like, the people that are in the paddock, they understand just how hard it is to get everything right, and with how late everything came together for Davey to, we went to the Northwest and he won three races at the Northwest and then turned up here and won the first Superbike race of the week. It was, honestly, it's a lot harder to do than what people realize, and we definitely didn't have it easy, and he still managed to make it happen. So that is a really solid foundation for how the team is, and we're already, as I already said, way more prepared and much, much stronger as a team heading into 2026. So of course, yeah, we want to be winning races, we want to win everything we start, we want to try and win.
You've always said, you know, it's a friendly rivalry in that respect when you're both out on course, but you know, in terms of the preparations, again, more or less on the mental side of things, because obviously one big factor last year that no one can control was the weather. So many things were stop start, like I've already mentioned, we lost the senior race as well. So for both of you, with the experience that you both now have, and you in particular having been around for longer as well, having that mental resilience to deal with these setbacks, to deal with that alongside all the mechanical responsibilities, how do you both cope with that?
It's just one of them, isn't it? I mean, like I said, our rivalry is actually really good. It's healthy rivalry as well. We both want to beat each other, but we both also help each other, you know, and there's not many... I think we're actually, as a team, we're stronger anyway, because we can actually push each other along rather than hold each other back. So I think as a team, we're stronger than what we are separate.
And just finally, on a different note, actually, because obviously a lot have been said around this year, John McGuinness, it's going to be his 30th year on the mountain course. You know what it's like to race against him as well. So, you know, what is your, you know, views, I suppose, on John McGuinness's incredible, I guess, career at the TT and career in racing?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite unbelievable, really. I don't know what words to use to describe him. You know, he's such a great guy anyway, good character, and been fantastic for motorcycle racing. He's what he's achieved is, yeah, something quite special, isn't it, really, to be honest. So and the fact that this year is his 30th year is quite amazing. I'm really proud that I've been in races with him right from my start of my TT career. Been in a race while he won a TT senior race as well, which I think is a nice little thing for me, that I've been in that race when he won his last one. So far, who knows what he can do this year? I think it's been pretty epic what he's done, and the fact he's made it to 30 years is it's really, really special. It's really cool.
And just lastly, back to you in terms of, you know, achievements. You yourself a 14-time TT winner as well. And as we've already mentioned, and you've made no bones about it, obviously the outcomes haven't been what you wanted maybe in the last, you know, couple of years, the way the meetings have ended. But going into this one, what would it mean to you personally? You know, you've got the ability, you're feeling good right now, as good as you can be. What would it mean to you to get back on that top step, whether it's, you know, for the team or whether it's for you personally?
It's for both. It's for the team and it's for me. You know, I mean, the last couple of years definitely haven't gone to plan. That's for sure. But hey, yeah, that's racing. That's life. Not everything can always be plain smooth sailing, can it? That's just not the way of the world. But you know, I feel confident. I'm good in myself. I'm really confident in the team and the bike. Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. But it would mean, yeah, more than anything, to be stood on that top step at TT come June.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.